What is going on? Welcome back to Marshall Time, y'all. March Madness edition. You see it, bro. Did what we had to do. They was calling us out, said we had no place in the first four. It should have gone to this school. It should have gone to that school. At the end of the day, we got in. I don't care how y'all feel about it. And we took care of business. What they gonna say? Right? Don't blame us that our brand is strong. You can have conspiracy theories and whatever you want to say. At the end of the day, I ain't getting into it. They thought we deserved to get in it. I ain't going to complain. And we deserve to be in it because we won. So you can say what you want to say. We're moving on to play face Ole Miss. And I am picking us to beat Ole Miss too. Better believe that. After that, I don't know. But that was the best I've seen UNC play all season. I ain't going to hold you. I was like, where was this team at all year? Like, it was a lot. Even the bigs were playing. I'm like, yo, this is – if they play like this, yeah, maybe Sweet 16, but let's not get carried away. It was a great game against San Diego State. I don't think they were ready for that moment. But we did what we had to do. You know what I mean? So it is what it is. A lot of things happen in life. People say, oh, they didn't deserve that. But once they get into a spot, they got to perform. They were ready. So that's all I got about UNC. We got a dub.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta give you credit. Like you said, with a lot of pressure on you guys, a lot of talk about, oh, they shouldn't be here, it's not fair. But they put on a dominant performance, man. Think about March is you get hot, you put a couple of dominant performances together, anything can happen. And it's not like UNC doesn't have the talent, right? UNC always has talent. They got, you know, they got RJ Davis, who's been there for years, Ian Jackson, who was a highly touted recruit. You know what I mean? So they got the talent on the roster. It's not like it's there, it's definitely there. So it's just a matter of putting it together.
So the first four games, the first two, shout out to Alabama State and St. Francis. That was a crazy game.
Great game.
I texted you last night. Amari Knox, who hit the game winner, I actually interviewed him when he was a high school student in Memphis. So it was cool to see him have that big moment. At the time of this recording, Mount St. Mary's defeated American. So they're moving on. And then Xavier in Texas, that's the really cool game to see. Can see Trey Johnson, who should be a top five pick in the draft, and Xavier. It's kind of tough to do a bracket when you don't know which team is going to win, because if Xavier wins, I think I would have them getting a couple wins in. So it's kind of tough. That's if they win. If Texas wins, I'm not sure how I feel about them just right now. I'm a huge fan of Trey Johnson. I don't know if I trust them as a team though. So yeah, it's kind of difficult. But what we will do is just overall breakdown of the bracket, talk about our maybe possible sleepers, players that we're excited to see, early look at the Final Four and our national championship. We kind of alluded to it last show, bro, as far as the teams that we're looking at, and we'll just dive deeper into it now. So let's say since Texas and Xavier are kind of – they won't – they're still playing as we're recording. Who are they? Who would they play first? Let me look at the bracket.
It's Illinois.
That's a tough one too for me with Illinois. Huh. I'm going to put a star by that when we come across that. I'm going to put a star by that. Just to, yeah, bypass that. So we'll go by region. And we just gonna talk it through, and sometimes I may not even have a reason to why I'm picking a team. That's just how I'm feeling, because we say it every year. It's not an exact science. Like, who would have thought Oakland would destroy Kentucky like that? Who would have thought FAU would make that run NC State? So you try to make educated guesses, but you never know. I do know I try to pick the best team that I feel like is best suited to play multiple styles. Their margin for error is larger than most teams, and that's what I thought UConn was the past 2 years, and I think Florida's that team. But we'll talk about the journey for each of these regions. So let's start in the South. Auburn versus Alabama State.
I'm going Auburn.
Yeah, Auburn, Alabama State, great game last night, but yeah, it's Auburn. I feel like the way they ended the season is not who they've been all year, and maybe that puts them into like a more locked in type of mindset. So I got Auburn winning. Louisville Creighton was a tough one for me. I'm going to say, man, these 8-9s are interesting. My Big East bias is going to come through. Ryan Cockbrenner, I think, is going to have a huge, huge impact. I'm going Creighton.
Yeah, it was tough for me too, but I went Creighton as well for the same reason.
All right. Next up, we have Michigan UC San Diego. There's always like a 12-5. If you watched March Madness over the years, 12-5 is usually one of those 12 seeds is probably going to beat the 5 seed. This is which one is going to do it. This has been a trendy one. I almost fell for it, but I'm not going to do it. It might be wrong, but I feel like those two bigs that Michigan has, Danny Wolf and being, I think he's possibly a first-round draft pick. He had a big performance last year in the tournament with Yale. I think having those two bigs, I've watched some clips of UC San Diego. Didn't see a lot of size that can match up with that. I'm not going with the Trinity 12-5 pick in this one. I'm going Michigan.
I am, man. Let's get the upsets in there. You know it's going to be some upsets early on. Let's do it in the first round, round of 64. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I watched them play this year. But, I mean, to me, they're 30-4. You know, of course, they didn't play top competition, but they took care of business when needed. So I'm rocking with them for this 5-12 upset.
My upsets are coming soon. Don't y'all worry. A&M, Yale, almost went with Yale in this one. They beat Auburn last year, if people can remember. I'm going A&M, though. I'm going A&M. I'm trusting the SEC. I'm showing a lot of love to the SEC right now. I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going A&M. I'm trusting the SEC grind. I think those teams are ready.
Yeah, I was thinking the same, but I just thought about it. A&M, man, I feel like they're gonna be too athletic for those guys. And like you said, the SEC has this. When it comes to basketball, they've been on the rise for the past, you know, few years, and it's actually interesting to see they got a lot of talent across their teams in this tournament. So I'm rocking with A&M.
Ole Miss UNC, I gotta do it. I gotta put my heels through. Even though I'm not overlooking Ole Miss, I get it. SEC, I respect it. I think that momentum that UNC got, I think a lot of guys got some confidence going. I think that game against San Diego State showed them what they're capable of if they're really locked in and engaged. I think that was a confidence boost for UNC to at least get one more win.
Man, I win UNC just off of the fact. I feel like they just have more talent, like on paper. We know the game's not played on paper, but they're, like you said, that game yesterday showed you what they're capable of. And, I mean, Ole Miss, you know, like they're in the SEC, but their record isn't that far from UNC, so I'm rocking with UNC. They didn't really separate themselves enough for me to just nod them over UNC.
Iowa State, Lipscomb, I don't know much about their opponent. I know Iowa State was a team I really liked early on. They'll be without Keyshawn Gilbert, who was a huge part of that team. That's going to be a huge loss, so I kind of changed how I viewed them come tournament time. But I think they're good enough to get this win. I got Iowa State.
Yeah, Iowa State, Lipscomb, they're not – they're a team, they like to play fast. They can put up a lot of points, but I think Iowa State, I think their defense will be enough to slow them down.
Marquette, New Mexico, I'm interested in this one. Who you got?
I got Marquette with this one.
Cam Jones.
Yeah. But New Mexico got some hoopers too.
Yeah, Donovan Dent. I almost went with Mexico on this one, but Big East bias is coming through at the end of the day. But I'm a fan of Cam Jones as well. Michigan State, Bryant, who you got?
I went Michigan State easily. Tom Izzo, you know, good to see them doing good this year. James Richardson's been balling. I'm going to go with Michigan State for sure.
Okay. Now we go to the second round of the South region, Auburn, Creighton. I like Auburn in that one. Like I said, I think they're on a mission. I like this team from top to bottom, one of the most complete teams in the nation. I think they'll just be too tough, too talented for Creighton. I don't think Creighton has enough. Simple as that. Sometimes you just don't have enough.
Yeah, I'm going with Auburn as well. I don't think it's going to be enough.
Michigan. Well, I have Michigan A&M. Michigan moves on. I think Michigan has too much size. I don't think A&M will be able to compete.
Well, I had A&M UC San Diego, but I'm going A&M to move on.
A&M in a Sweet 16. Let's get it. UNC, Iowa State. What you going to do?
I think the injury to Gilbert. To Keyshawn Gilbert, man, that might – it's a rough one, but I want to put Iowa State there. I feel like they might have enough.
Iowa State's good.
I don't know. To me, it's man, we're going North Carolina to the Sweet 16. Why not, man?
You know what?
Why not? I'm doing this live. We're going North
you
Carolina
know what?
6-16.
I put it this far. I'm rocking the jersey. How could I not? Who said March Madness bracket was all about, you know, logical thinking, right? But once again, the injury to Gilbert, how much does it impact? That's one less player that UNC has to worry about defensively. That's one less player Iowa State has to attack and put pressure on that defense. And now somebody else has to step up to replace what he provides for Iowa State. I'm banking on UNC. I'm banking on RJ Davis, Cadeau. I'm really banking on the big guys to keep playing how they played against San Diego State. Trimble, like, I need all those role guys to really stay locked in and keep providing what they've been providing. I'm going UNC. Marquette, Michigan State. I'm going Michigan State. I'm going to trust Tom Izzo. Jace Richardson has been coming through. I like their toughness. I think they'll have a little bit more than what Marquette has right now. So I'm going with Sparty.
Yeah, I'm going Michigan State. So also, I think they're just they show, you know, that they're more battle tested. They got some good wins over a few tournament teams that, you know, that we're going to be talking about later in this show. So I'm going Michigan State.
All right, Sweet 16 from the South region, Auburn and Michigan. Michigan has those two bigs, but I think ultimately the guard play from Auburn, they got some guys that can go in Auburn. I'm going with Auburn. I don't think Michigan will be able to handle what Auburn has. I'm going Auburn.
Well, you know, I do got I got A&M.
SEC, they're familiar.
In mind, and I believe Auburn lost to A&M in the regular season. I also
A&M
don't like
has some
the
good
way,
wins.
Yeah, I don't, also don't like the way that Auburn has been stumbling into the tournament. Off of the fact that they already beat them in A&M. I mean, Auburn Ooh. Isn't high right now. I'm picking A&M.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. UNC Michigan State. I'm sorry. This is when I really got to, you know, I could easily just put UNC through the Final Four, but that wouldn't be true to what I actually feel. I've already done enough by putting them in the Sweet 16. I think that's great to go from you shouldn't have been into the Sweet 16. I just think this Michigan State team is legit. I've had a hard time trusting Michigan State over the years because I got burnt by them one year when I had them winning the whole thing. I think it was Middle Tennessee State they lost to. I think they were a second seed. And I was like, I'm not doing it again.
A few years.
And so, but I think this team, I don't think anybody expected them to be this good. But I think they're really solid. The Big Ten was much better. I was actually a fan of Big Ten basketball this year compared to past years. And I think the Big Ten was really good this year. I'm going Michigan State.
Yeah, I'm going Michigan State as well. I think, like I said, they just more battle tested. But I mean, when it comes in terms of talent, North Carolina could definitely hang with them. If they make it that
sure.
far,
for
it
sure.
could happen. But I'm gonna go Michigan State.
All right, I got Auburn, Michigan State. What's you got? A&M, Michigan State.
Yeah,
this was a tough one for me. I'm trying to think about the lineups, man. I feel like initially I had Michigan State in my Final Four. Who you going with Auburn? Are you going with A&M or Michigan State? Michigan State.
I'm gonna go Michigan State. I think it stops here for A&M.
I'm just thinking about the lineups. Ah man, Auburn's good when they're at their best. Like when they're like Auburn's really good. Huh. Know what? I'm gonna go with my first instinct. Michigan State. How about that? How about that? We go from the South to the East. Duke will play Mount St. Mary. I think we know who's picking who. Who are you picking?
Yeah, it was cool for Mount St. Mary to get that, you know, that's dub, but it's a wrap.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Duke this round. No explanation needed. another 8-9 matchup I really wasn't crazy about. I'm just like, this is just yuck. I'm not crazy about either one of these teams. I don't think they're really whatever. It's kind of a perfect matchup. Mississippi State versus Baylor. Honestly, this is a toss-up. Honestly, it's really a toss-up.
That's a true 8-9.
I'm gonna trust Scott Drew. This is a coaching pick for me. I'm going Baylor.
Yeah, I'm going Baylor. Shout out Robert Wright, 302, Edgecombe. Shout out everybody.
Strictly Scott Drew. This is a 12-5 upset. I'm going with Liberty over Oregon.
I'm not mad at that. That's actually a great pick. I'm going Oregon though. I'm gonna go Oregon. I have my other 12-5 on the other, so I'm gonna go Oregon.
Arizona Akron. I'm going Arizona.
I'm gonna have to pull another upset out.
Another one, huh?
I won't lie to you, man. I don't know. Like,
I haven't seen Akron.
I haven't seen them play, but I ain't gonna lie. I hate Caleb Love's shot selection at times, and I can see it being a game where he's off and Akron's hanging around at Winston Hill. Yeah. We're gonna get crazy. We're gonna pick Akron.
Why not? All right. Next up, BYU VCU. This is an interesting one. But I've like gone back and forth between these two. VCU, you know what they're about. They're going to run. They're going to defend, right? But BYU, going into the Big 12, they're battle tested. I actually trust this BYU team. A lot of people have them going pretty far. I've seen some brackets. I'm like, yo, you got them in the Elite Eight? They good. Richie Saunders, he can hoop. He can go. That Big 12 schedule that they were able to play, I'm going BYU in this one, but I'm not fully comfortable with it. But I'm going BYU.
Man, I'm picking VCU. I feel like they've been just flying under the radar all year. Like, they've been one of the better teams all across college. Of course, you know, they're not in the strongest conference, so that plays a part, but they're a team that we know has made runs before. Mm-hmm. BYU does have, Igor Deneem, who is an NBA talent, NBA level talent, but I'm going VCU here.
Wisconsin, Montana. Usually I'm not really high on Wisconsin teams like that, but I slightly believe in Wisconsin this year. Not like Final Four believe, but like, yeah, John Tonji, he can go. I'm going Wisconsin. John Tonji can, if he has a, He has a chance to be like one of those players who can carry his team at least the first couple of rounds. So I'm going Wisconsin.
Yeah, I like Wisconsin here.
St. Mary's, Vanderbilt, another matchup. I'm really not really crazy about who you got with this one. I'm going to say St. Mary's just because I think St. Mary's is a solid. They're a solid team, well coached. I think they'll be ready for this.
I'm not too crazy about Vandy either, but I just like the SEC. I like what they've been doing this year, so I'm gonna go Vandy. I feel like they're battle tested.
Next you got Alabama. I got them winning this, but as far as how far they go, I gotta see what's up with Grant Nelson. He's hurt.
Yeah. But I'm definitely picking Bama here.
It's kind of tough to pick Bama right now to go too far because I'm not sure. Grant Nelson's huge for them.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, let me check on the update. Duke Baylor. I got Duke advancing.
Yeah, you got to pick Duke.
Whoever Duke play in that second round is going to win. I mean, they're going to win. Liberty. I got Liberty Arizona. You got Oregon Akron. Got advancing in that one.
I'm gonna go Oregon to advance here.
Okay. Here's an update. This is on USA Today. Nate Oates provided a positive update on Grant Nelson's injury. They said he's questionable for first round game versus Robert Morris, but he dodged one with the senior four. So maybe it's not as bad as it could have been. Was it a knee injury? It's not saying. Hold on. Let me see. Yeah, that's left knee injury. Okay. Something to keep an eye on, though. Maybe it's not as worse as it could have been. I'm going to pick Arizona. I got BYU, Wisconsin. You have VCU, Wisconsin. Who you got?
I'm going VCU, man. I ain't high on Wisconsin. Yeah, let's get crazy. I'm picking VCU.
Really?
Got 2-11 seeds in the Sweet 16.
I'm going to go with BYU. How about that in the Sweet 16? St. Mary's, Alabama. I'm going Bama.
Yeah, I'm going Bama for sure.
I think Mark Sears, LeBaron Filon, even without a Grant Nelson, at least I think they have enough to get that far at least. I got Duke, Arizona, Sweet 16. Who do you have? You got Duke in Oregon?
Yeah.
Who you got advancing?
Oh, I got Duke for sure.
The Ducks run is over. All right.
Yeah.
You know what? I always pick Duke to lose eventually. I'm wearing a Carolina blue. I got to be a hater now. I'm going Caleb Love, UNC legend. Let's not forget what he did at UNC. He's familiar with the Duke program. We shut it down. Come on, let's look. We're going to shut it down now. Arizona beating Duke.
Wow.
Yeah. With the Carolina blue on. Let's do it. You got to have fun with it, right?
Yeah.
All right. I got BYU in Alabama, and you have VCU Alabama. Who you got?
I'm gonna go Alabama here.
Yeah, I think Bama will be too much for whoever is in that spot. Yeah. Arizona, Alabama, my Elite Eight. And you have Duke and Alabama. Who you got?
Duke all the way, man. Duke to the Final Four. Can't switch up on them now.
I'm going to go with Alabama.
Okay. I mean, that game's going to be a good one.
So I got two number two seeds in the upper half of the, you know. I try to stay away from one seeds like that. I try to at least pick a couple non-one seeds.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's move down to the West. My favorite team as far as basketball, like just watching it, Florida, Norfolk State, I got Florida winning.
Yeah, I pick Florida. It's really going to be too much for now.
UConn, Oklahoma might be interesting, but I think UConn, that experience, two-time champs, they ain't going to go out. They're not going to be one and done. I respect UConn too much. Jeremiah Fair is talented, but UConn just too much. So I'm going to go with UConn.
Yeah, I like UConn. They had, you know, they had a rocky year, not to up to their standards, but they're here, man. Just like UNC, you get here, you can get hot, play the right way, anything can happen.
Memphis, Colorado State. This is a tough one. I'm not ready to pick yet. I'm going to let you go. Tyrese Hunter is hurt. Tyrese Hunter is hurt.
Yeah, but I'm going Memphis. I like the way that Penny was able to rally the team together after this. You know, after a couple of rough years that they had in Memphis, they had a great season. I can't see them just losing round one like that.
Yeah, Nick Crawford. That's a name to watch for Colorado State. Possible. I mean, he should be. I mean, looking at his numbers in his game, first round pick, looking like definitely NBA, definitely a pro. PJ Haggerty, Dane Danger for Memphis. I like watching them play. This is probably one of the best 12-5 matchups. I already got my 12-5 upset, Liberty over Oregon. I gotta go with Memphis, man. Spent time out there. I gotta give Memphis at least one. I gotta give Memphis at least one. I can't let them go out like that. Maryland, Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon was a team I really liked last year. I think they're done. I think they're one and done now. I like Maryland too much. That's starting five. Derrick Queen, yeah. Pay attention to him.
Maryland can go, man.
Yeah. Maryland can make a deep run. They can really do it. Missouri, Drake. A lot of people are bouncing on the Drake bandwagon. I know why. I get it. I appreciate what they've done. But Missouri, SEC, they've played some good basketball this year. I just think it'll be a little bit too much on Drake. I'm going Missouri.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I'm going Drake here.
I respect it.
I'm going Drake. They beat an SEC team. They beat Vandy. They got a win. It's not SEC. They got a win over Miami, even though they're not that good this year. I'm going Drake. I just like, I don't know. That record, I know, like we said, they're not playing the toughest comp, but that record speaks a lot to me. I'm going Drake.
Nah, Drake's legit. Let me see. Next up, Texas Tech, UNC Wilmington. I'm going Tech.
Yeah, that's the easy one for me.
Kansas,
Texas Tech.
Arkansas, who you got?
Mmm.
Kansas struggling. Arkansas haven't. Both these teams
Man.
had high expectations, right? I'm going with Bill Self, though. I'm going with Bill Self in Kansas, I think, at least for one round. I think they'll have one of those guys, Rylan Griffin or Mayo. I think one of those guys will, at least for one game, I think one of those guys will step up.
This is a hard one for me because it's like Arkansas has some talent, but then it's like Kansas, they do have Hunter Dickinson still. He's like 50.
And that's some, yeah, he now he's been
Like,
in the league for 10
bro,
years.
you
He
know what
been
I
in he been
mean?
in the
Like,
he been
so it's like really, are they even beat Duke this year? Like, are they really gonna go out there and lose? We'll go
It's a
Kansas.
tough.
We'll go Kansas. They're not good. Don't trust me, they won't be going too far.
Oh, they're not. Yeah, they failed to live up to the expectations. St. John's, Omaha. I'm going with
Oh, yeah.
Patino.
You gotta get
Going
them
with the
out of
Big East
there.
boys.
You gotta get them out of here.
When I first saw the bracket, I immediately went to the second round potential matchup between Florida and UConn. Why? Because UConn is the two-time defending champ. Florida is the team that I think should win the could win the championship this year. It's like it's only right that the team who has been at the top the last 2 years, Florida, the most complete team this year, has to go through UConn to make the championship. I feel like it's so fitting. UConn is not the UConn of last year, the year before, though. I'm going with Florida. I've talked enough about them over the last, even at the last show, I talked about them enough. You know why. We'll talk about it later, but I think Florida is just, they're just good. They can beat you in so many ways. I got Florida over UConn.
Yeah, I like Florida here too.
Memphis, Maryland, who you got?
I want to see Memphis keep going, but Derrick Queen, I gotta see him keep going too. We rocking with Maryland.
That Tyrese Hunter injury is that hurts. And so I think it might come back to haunt him against Maryland. Missouri versus Texas Tech. I'm picking Tech. I like this Tech team. They're tough. JT Toppin, he's legit. I'm going with Tech.
Yeah, I feel like this Texas Tech team isn't getting enough, praise. This is one of the better teams they've had over recent years, so I'm definitely going with them.
Kansas St. John's, man, Rick Pitino gonna have something for them boys, man. I'm going
It's
St.
over
John's.
with. It's over with.
I'm going St. John. I'm going with the Johnnies. Florida, Maryland, Florida's depth will be the end. Like they just wear you down. They got four bigs that can play, bro. They got like four or five guards. Like they can go. And I think that'll be a little bit too much for Maryland. I'm going with Florida.
Yeah, I mean Florida, like I said, I feel like they're gonna go the furthest out of their conference, so I gotta rock with them.
This might be one of the best games all tournament, Tech and St. John's. I think this might be a rugged, grinded out defensive game, but I gotta go with the story. I gotta go with the momentum. I gotta go with the Johnnies, man.
Yeah, I think, man, like I said, the way he turned it, we talked about this last episode, the way he turned this team around, the style of basketball they play. Texas Tech gonna give them a run though because
Oh, for
they're
sure.
gonna play the same brand of basketball as them. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? So St. John's really is gonna have to hit their shots, hit their free throws, get easy looks. But I'm gonna rock with St. John's here.
Whew. This might be one of the games of the year too. Florida St. John's is a tough
Yeah.
one. But I think the bigs that Florida has, if Walter Clayton and Elijah Martin and Will Richard are knocking their shots down, are you going to force St. John's to, okay, they got to keep up with us offensively, but also when you got four bigs that can impact the game on both ends of the floor, that can give you different looks. I can't. I got to stick with Florida, but St. John's is going to give them a run. But I think Florida is that good. I'm going with Florida.
Man, I'm going St. John's here, man. I got
I
to.
knew
I
it.
think this is a classic case of defense versus offense versus flashy, so to say, versus hardcore blue collar working. But I think St. John's, man, just the way, like, I just love their brand of basketball. It's gonna be perfect for this type of matchup because they
Yeah.
can force Florida to do some things that they don't want to do. And I think
Oh, yeah.
St. John's can get this dub.
All right. Let's go to the Midwest. I think I went kind of crazy in the Midwest, so we'll see what we get. We got Houston versus SIUE,
Nah,
which is
Houston.
Southern Illinois University,
We
Edwardsville.
going Houston. Shout out to them now.
All right. Hold on. I got Houston as well. No need to explain. I think this is a really good team. Gonzaga, Georgia. Who you got? We trust in the Gonzaga brand.
This is another true 8-9 matchup.
It's a coin flip.
I've been picking a lot of SEC action. I'm gonna go Gonzaga here. They're not all gonna be able to win, so I'll go Gonzaga here.
Man. I can easily pick Georgia, but in my mind, I'm like Mark Few. A couple of these games I picked just off the strength of their coach. And Gonzaga's been there. They know what they're doing. I got them winning at least one game in this tournament. I can't see them being one and done. Clemson, McNeese. This is another trendy 12-5 pick. I picked McNeese to be a sleeper last year. They let me down. I think they got blown out by Gonzaga, right, if I'm not mistaken. I like this Clemson team, though. SEC stand up. I'm going Clemson. And McNeese, their coach just got a job at NC State, by the way, Will Wade. So,
this is a tricky one for me because McNeese, they had some close games with SEC competition.
Yeah.
Some teams that, you know, actually are better than Clemson.
Clemson beat Duke. They're capable. I know,
but I do need another 12-5 upset in there.
Okay.
I'm going to go McNeese.
Okay. They let me down last year. They got totally like outclassed by Gonzaga last year. I was like, yeah, I'm done with that one. Now I get crazy. Purdue High Point. I'm picking High Point, man. No Zach Edey. I know Braden Smith's legit. But you know what? I'm going High Point. Let's get Purdue out of here.
A lot of people have been saying that, man, but I'm keeping Purdue. They're gonna have to show me.
Hey, Zach Edey can't save him this year. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Now we got Illinois versus the winner of Texas Xavier. The question is, Well, whoever wins that game, are they going to be Illinois? Can Texas and Xavier, do you have them beat Illinois?
I actually think Texas could beat them. I ain't going to lie to you. Texas is actually up right now, 21-13. Man, I'm rocking with Texas just because I love Trey Johnson's game. You know, I think he really is that good. I'm going Texas.
Let me check out Illinois real quick. Hold on. This is all live. So, because Illinois be up and down for me, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let me see something real quick.
I'm just trying to see what that lineup looking like.
How about this? Whoever wins between Xavier and Texas, I'm picking them anyway over Illinois. How about that?
Okay.
That's an upset. I know Illinois, like, something about them I can't trust right now. I don't know. Kentucky, Troy. Is Lamont Butler playing for Kentucky? Because that's huge. That's their point guard. I like this Kentucky team, though. But if they don't have Lamont Butler.
I still like them to win this round at least. Yeah. I think they're battle tested enough. They got some really impressive wins. So I'm going to Kentucky.
UCLA, Utah State.
It's another tricky one.
Let me see what
this is actually a very tricky one.
Let me see. I'm gonna be honest with you. I haven't watched UCLA all year. I ain't gonna hold you.
Me either, but just by looking at it.
I don't know. Utah State.
I think I like Utah State winner. Yeah, I'm going Utah State here.
UCLA feel off lately. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not really feeling that situation they got going on at UCLA. They gotta figure that out. I'm going Utah State. Tennessee, Wofford. I hope I'm saying it right. I got Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going Tennessee. I'm going Tennessee as well.
Sweet. Second round, Houston or Gonzaga? I'm going Houston.
Shout out Houston. We got to get them in there.
Clemson, High Point for me. Who you got?
It's McNeese and Purdue. We do got to get crazy, though. So, actually, We don't gotta get crazy just yet. Let's go Purdue. I know where we'll get crazy.
Who would I pick between these two? Let me see something with High Point. This is all happening live, y'all. So bear with us. We're trying to figure this out. It's tough because a lot of these mid majors, they play free. They have those games where they just play free,
mm-hmm.
and they just start hitting shots. You're like, yo, where did this come from?
Yeah.
But in the back of my mind, I'm like, Clemson though, they beating Duke is on my mind because like that's a big win, and Duke is a favorite. I think Duke is the favorite for most people, if I'm not mistaken, as far as what I saw recently on a national broadcast recently. Man, could High Point beat Clemson? You know what? I'm gonna get crazy and pick High Point. I'm picking High Point Sweet 16. Let's do it.
Listen, somebody gotta do it.
That's my only like crazy pick to make it this far. Yep. All right. I feel good about it. I got Texas or Xavier versus Kentucky. Who you got?
Thing about this is, I wish I knew if Texas is going to finish this game. I feel like Texas could make it that far.
What about Xavier?
They could too, but I just believe it's more so with Texas. But I do like the way this Kentucky team's been playing. I feel like a lot of people are, you know, because they don't have Coach Cal anymore. A lot of people are just, you know, throwing them out under the radar. But they're actually a good team. I'm going Kentucky.
Does it matter if Lamont Butler plays? Would that change?
Yeah, but I think even against both of these teams, they still could get it done.
I'm going to pick Let me see something real quick. Does Xavier have any, like, who did they beat in the Big East?
I'm not sure. Did they beat?
I'm trying to look up, like, try to pull up the schedule because it's hard to keep track of all these wins and losses from teams. Kentucky got a squad low key though. Kobe Brea can shoot it.
I'm telling you, I like Kentucky.
I'm going.
They Xavier beat Marquette. They lost to St. John's by 10.
Got any bad losses?
They lost to Villanova by 12. Barely BC.
I'm going.
It seemed like Kentucky. They had just a rough up and down season.
Yeah, I'm going Kentucky. I'm going Kentucky. I got Utah State and Tennessee. I'm going Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm going Tennessee. You're going to be too much for them.
I got Houston High Point. You got Houston and
Purdue.
Who you got now?
I'm going Houston for sure.
Yeah.
I would never.
The Cinderella ends for High Point Sweet 16. Kentucky versus Tennessee. I like this Tennessee team more. I like this Tennessee team more than I usually like Tennessee teams. I'll say that.
I agree, but I think I'm going to go Kentucky here.
Kentucky in the Elite Eight.
I got too many twos and ones that weren't hanging around. I got mixed up.
So we got Houston and Tennessee in the Elite Eight in the Midwest.
Well, I got Houston, Kentucky, but I'm still going Houston here.
Yeah, this is a good Houston squad. So let's recap my final four, Michigan State, Bama, Florida, Houston. I got two number ones and two number twos. Not sure how I feel about that, but I feel good about it right now. Talk to me after the weekend. What's your final four?
I got Michigan State, St. John's, Duke, and Houston. So I got two number twos and two number ones as well.
St. John's, Michigan State, Duke, and Houston. All right, Michigan State versus Florida. I think, as much as I highly respect Tom Izzo and what Michigan State is doing, once again, I'm going to keep saying it. Florida's the most complete team, no matter what style you want to do it. If you want to slow it down, speed it up. They have the depth. They have the skill set. They have the size, the athleticism to combat anything that you need to do. They can play the half-court game. They play well off each other. This is a really good Florida team. I've been saying it. This is the I've always stayed true to how I feel like is the best team around January, February, and I ride that through to March. I've done it the past couple years with UConn. I'm going to stick to it. I got Florida beating Michigan State.
I'm at it there. I'm going St. John's just because, you know, I've talked so highly of them, and I really do believe in what they're doing. I'm going St. John's here over Michigan State.
We got Bama and Houston. I think Houston will – oh, man. Houston's tough.
That's going to be a game.
Houston's tough. That's going to be a game. Houston's tough. Kelvin Sampson, they got to make it, right? I like LJ Cryer. Milos Uzan is the difference for me. He brings a dimension at the guard spot that I think is going to help them a lot this tournament time as far as having another creator outside of LJ Cryer. My only thing with Houston is that I feel like when I watch them, a lot of their guards sometimes have trouble separating, and they take a lot of tough shots. That's the only thing that concerns me about Houston. I'm going to Houston, though.
I'm going Duke. I've been talking about Duke and St. John since the last episode. I got Rock who's staying with them. Shout out Cooper Flagg, man.
I have Florida and Houston in the national championship game. You know where I'm going with this. I'm going Florida. Shout out to the Gators, Gator Chomp. They're going to get back to the top national championship. Florida, the best team in the game over Houston. What you going to do, bro? Duke St. John's. Man. You in a tough spot now.
I am. This is tough.
Because St. John's actually win it all.
They could, man, but that's tough.
A team.
I think Duke just I'm going Duke. I'm just picking Duke.
Wow.
I'm picking Duke.
Okay.
I believe in this Duke team, man. You know, I don't really throw in Duke teams like that. Man. I don't be throwing their teams like that, but I believe in it this year. I ain't gonna hold you.
You're not nervous about Cooper Flagg's ankle?
Nah, man, I think he'll be fine. He was on, you know, they say he was resting. He was able to go to the bench during the game. I think he'll be good.
Okay. All right. That's our brackets. We'll see how they're doing. The key is the first week is going to be madness, but the key is to have your Final Four intact. If your Final Four is still good after the first weekend, you living good. You know what I'm saying? Like, as long as and then it gets to a point where it's like, I just need my national champion to be alive. Because you can win. You know, you'll win points by getting certain games right, but as long as your national champion keeps advancing, you're well off. That's all I'm going to say about that. But I like Florida. You like Duke. Who knows what might happen? Michigan State might end up pulling through. I don't know. Houston might end up doing it. But that's the beauty of it. Enjoy these games. Is there a particular player or players that you're, you know, looking forward to seeing that people should pay attention to, whether it's
I think Lewis off of St. John's, of course, Knuppel off of Duke. I feel like a lot of people don't talk about him enough just because, you know, the Cooper Flagg. I would like to see some of the forgotten about highly touted recruits like the DJ Wagners. Boogie Flans. I would like to see some of them, you know, try to make some, you know, make a name for themselves. You know, tell people, like, you know, hey, don't forget about us. I would love to see that. I also want people to see some of these young Kentucky guys, man, because, you know, like I said, people kind of threw Kentucky out the way after Cal left, but they got some hoopers on that team, man. I want y'all to pay attention. So that's what's on my radar.
Yeah, all those guys you said for sure. We already mentioned Derek Queen. I want to see what Edgecombe does at Baylor on this big of a stage.
Yeah, him and Robert Wright, man. Please.
Yeah, Robert Wright. I mentioned John Tanji at Wisconsin. Like, he could put up big numbers. He can go off. If you haven't watched John Tanji play, plays for Wisconsin, definitely check him out. Walter Clayton from Florida, I don't think is getting a lot of press. I know it's been about Jani Broom and Cooper Flagg, but Walter Clayton is an All-American. He's a talented player. He's an NBA player. Yeah, he. I know he's a part of a like a great Florida squad, but when Walter Cake when he's on his when he's like locked in and going, he's one of the best players in the country at that guard spot. And so I'm a huge fan of what he's doing. Michigan State, Jason Richardson's son. He's been hooping. He can raise his stock even more with a big march, with a big tournament run. So I'm excited to see what he does. Who else? Yeah, those are the names
off of BYU. Even though I didn't pick BYU.
Yeah, Richie Saunders, man. That's why I'm high on them.
Yeah. But they got some talent on their team.
Let me see. We already talked about Derek Queen. Danny Wolf at Michigan. Interesting player, 7-footer, transfer from Yale. He's transitioned well to the high major level. And I think he's a talented big man. He can pass it. He can shoot it a little bit, handle the ball. So he's one of the more interesting players that you'll see in this tournament. So Danny Wolf from Michigan. They play with two bigs, legit bigs. So I think that'll be an interesting matchup for whoever plays them. So check out Danny Wolf. And Cam Jones from Marquette. He's another talented guard as well who will be playing for NBA checks pretty soon.
Yes. Also, Jeremiah Fears as well.
Yeah, playing UConn. Also, my guy off Kentucky. Hold on. I forget to mention him. Otega Owe.
Yeah.
Did I say it right?
That's their leading scorer, nice. Yeah.
He's nice. If Kentucky makes a deep run, it'll be because of him, I think. Butler's important, but it'll be because of him. And Kobe Bryant can shoot the lights out. But
it's just refreshing. Yeah. It's refreshing to see all of these. Like, even Austin Newell. Like, just seeing all these, like I said, it's refreshing to see a lot of the rookies. You know, like I said last episode, a lot of the past rookies, you didn't really hear their name because their team didn't make it to the tournament, right? But a lot of these guys that are going lottery projected, they're in the tournament from a guy like Flagg to a guy like Knupple, Ian Jackson, all those guys. So it's going to be interesting to see, you know, who really shows up when the lights are on, because, you know, that's what I like to say.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, even though, I don't like Duke, never have, never will. but I like Cooper Flagg's game. I can separate the two. I can separate my dislike of Duke and appreciate individual talent. I think Cooper Flagg is like that, and I think this is a chance for him, if fully healthy, to really prove and show. I mean, there's no question already that he's the top pick, but to really carry a team. This is a pretty young team as well. When you think about it, they're relying on a few freshmen. But to be a freshman to lead your team to a national championship, that doesn't happen, right? And so this would elevate him even further when you talk about the best college freshman we've seen, his future as a franchise player, the possibilities that he can do as far as carrying a team to a championship. And so I'm excited to see how he elevates his team during this March run, because it's a grind mentally. That's the thing. You can, on paper, you say they got the most talent, but being out there on that stage, all it takes is – it's not a best-of-seven series. It's best of one.
It's one game.
All it takes is one bad game, one great game. Like I said, Oakland versus Kentucky. Who had that? Was it St. Peter's? You know? I mean, the run that they had? Like, I mean, who – Florida – like, we – NC State, Florida Atlantic. And so you never know. But I think Duke, they have what it takes to withstand – anything that can go wrong and elevate above it all to cut down the nets. And so April 7th in San Antonio, Texas, when it all comes down. But the best time is this first weekend, Thursday, Friday, it's going down. So enjoy it. And we'll see how our brackets are looking this time next week.
We'll probably be done after the first day, trust me.
As long as Florida is still in it, as long as Florida and UNC in it, I'm good. Yeah. I'm Gucci. We'll see if Duke doesn't. I feel like Duke every once in a while they be acting funny in the opening round, but we'll see. I don't think this year's team will let that happen. But yeah, it's gonna be fun. Once again, thank you guys for watching and listening. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube, like us, share with your group chats, Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Enjoy the madness, y'all.
All right, peace out.